Good morning, everyone. Today is Thursday morning, the 20th of January, 2022. And, you know, my wife and I were talking the other day about how many people have discontinued fellowship with us over the years for one reason or another. It's quite interesting. You know, in fact, I had a fellow, I'm not going to mention his name. We were visiting his house, and when we got up one morning, he wanted to read the 13th chapter of Corinthians on charity. And he read the whole thing and was emphasizing how important it was to show charity to others. And then a short time later, he called me on the phone, and we had a slight disagreement on one doctrinal point. And he said, you know, can two be together lest they be agreed? And he was ready to throw me under the bus, okay? And I thought about his getting up and reading that chapter on charity. And I've heard other people that emphasize charity, but they're not always the most charitable. Sometimes they're the least charitable, you know. And if I had a list of everybody that defellowshipped me over the years, it'd be staggering. And so I'm wondering, you know, and I'm not saying I didn't have any part or parcel in it. You know, I'll take equal fault in the matter. You know, but it's amazing how people separate on certain grounds. You know, and generally, when I've separated from people, it's been because they're teaching false doctrine. You know, they're teaching the free will of man, or they're trying to hobnob with the ecumenical movement. They're trying to not take a stand against Rome. They are trying to be all things to all people, which is impossible to do. The Bible says, come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord, touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. You're not your own, you're bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. The Lord hath taken you and brought you forth out of the iron furnace, even out of Egypt, to be unto him a people of inheritance, as ye are this day. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. Christ has a son over his own house, whose house are we. If we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing and the hope firm unto the end, a spiritual house, a holy priesthood. They shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. All mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them, the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Well, we are supposed to edify and build up other believers in Christ. And it's been amazing to me down through the years, if I had everyone, like I said, that parted company from me and no longer wanted to have, when I asked a fellow one time a question, That's all I did. I asked him a question. And he said to me, why would I want to be your friend? Just because I asked him a question. You know? And like I said, I had a pastor tell another person, you know, Larry Phillips needs to repent. And this person said, well, what does he need to repent of? He goes, he just needs to repent. Oftentimes what they mean by that is they've got to come around to my way of thinking. They got to see things the way I see it. Okay? Why am I bringing these things up today? Because we are admonished. You know, even Paul and Peter got into it. You know, Paul had to rebuke Peter to his face over trying to uphold the circumcision. You know, when people try to bring you back under the law, and we're not under law, we're under grace, when they're trying to say, you know, well, you ought to, you know, and you got all these people, like we said last night on the conference call, that are trying to promote Zionism, the Hebrew roots movement, the Messianic Jews, Jews for Jesus, and all this stuff. And it's such a hodgepodge. It's just like all the different translations of the Bible, the different versions. It gets to be total confusion after a while. And so it seems like when we try to stick to the old paths, people say, no, I want to go a new way, you know. And my sister-in-law told my wife one time, oh, you're old school. You're old school. We're new school. Because we use the old authorized King James Version of the Bible. Not very many people are using that anymore. They're using the New International Version. They're using the New American Standard Version. They're using the New English Translation or the Living Bible or God's News to Man or whatever. You know. You say, well, what's the purpose of this devotional? It's to really assess why it is some people will not associate with you and I. Why they take a hike. Okay, there's usually a reason they take a hike. You know, we're purporting something that they can't go along with, whether it's election, predestination, whether it's biblical cosmology. That's a big item, okay, that people leave fellowship on. You know, I was at a fellowship one time and someone brought up biblical cosmology and the guy that was running the place got up off his deck, went inside, said, I don't want to talk about it. Okay. People don't want to talk about the vaccine if they've been vaccinated, do they? If they've been jabbed, if they've been poked, if they've been gotten boosters, you know, like I said, almost everyone in my center of influence that I know of that's gotten a vaccination or booster shot's been sick ever since. Everybody that I know that's gotten it. And so you think I'm going to not take a stand against this poison? Now that eliminates me from putting this on YouTube, because if I put it on YouTube, they'll take it down. And Facebook. Okay. Just because I take a stand against something. You know? So anyway, this morning let us remember that we're not going to be liked by the world. We're going to be hated. We're going to be persecuted. We're going to be thrown under the bus. And just expect it. In the world, we're told you will have persecution. You're in Christ, you are going to suffer persecution. You're going to be ostracized. People are going to hate you. They hated Christ. They hated all of his disciples. All of his disciples were martyred except John, who was boiled in oil. What do we expect? So, anyway, think on these things. May the good Lord be with you today. God bless.